This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 357. How Esther got 7.5 in speaking and listening the first time.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get vital strategies for staying calm and rocking the IELTS exam the first time you take it from our incredible Three Keys student, Esther. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Happy Monday. We are here with a special guest today, Esther from Germany. She just got some amazing scores. So we thought we would check in with her and maybe she can give you guys some tips on how you can also score highly. So Esther, can you tell us, what were your most recent listening and speaking scores?
So it was 7.5 in both of them, each of them. And yeah, I was really happy about that. Yay!
That's amazing! did you take IELTS before?
No, that was actually my first time. So
Your first time?
Yeah, and I just want to do it right for the first time. That's why. Yeah.
Totally. Oh my God. That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, especially in the speaking, I think a lot of students would find their first test, sort of nerve wracking. You know what I mean? Like never having been in that situation. How did you stay calm during the speaking test?
That's actually funny. In one of your podcasts, you invited somebody. I don't remember his name. Sorry. He was a teacher too. And he said something like, just take that for advice. Just talking to a friend in a coffee shop. And if the friend asks you something, you're always able to answer that. If it's a stupid question or not or something like that. Just for like a normal conversation. And that helped me a lot. And also in your course, you always said like something like, just be yourself and enjoy it and just be like a normal conversation and that calms me down.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that sort of mindset of trying to imagine yourself or pretend that you're in a different situation, like just like shifting your mindset a little bit. So like I'm talking to a friend, I'm talking to my mom, I'm talking to my husband, like whatever. That I think that really helps. Yeah, that was an episode with Chris from IELTS Advantage. I'll link to that in the blog. So listeners, if you want to listen to that episode, go back to our blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And this is going to be an episode about Esther. So you can, in the search bar, search E-S-T-H-E-R, and this episode will come up. Okay, cool. So that really helped you stay calm. Now, like strategically, you know, hitting those high score requirements, what tools from the course do you think helped you the most?
Oh gosh, okay, there are like a lot of tools that helped me. Of course, the anti-anxiety course, that helped me a lot because I just hate exams. I'm just like really freezing there and just not getting anything done.
So and, like historically speaking, right? Yeah. In your life, you usually don't do well on exams. Like you kind of freak out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. For speaking exams, this is like really, really hard for me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I really hate speaking exams.
So listeners, for those of you guys who aren't in our course, we have a whole module just about anti-anxiety. Esther, what do you think helped you from that?
Actually, just to focus and just to be calm. You know, I'm yeah. doing yoga too.
Good.
And I think this is like it's a part of yoga from there, and just like realizing, putting the foot on the ground. You know, just right. grounding yourself and just yeah, relaxing yeah. kind of
yeah.
yeah. yeah this There's- is really good.
Really, like on the speaking and writing exams, even more so than listening and reading, like having these meditation techniques almost is necessary yeah. because like half of the battle is mental,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So that was like the anxiety part. What about yeah. hitting those high scores, like fluency, pronunciation, vocab? What do you think? What did you learn that really helped you on test day?
A lot of vocab, actually.
Yeah.
Also from your podcast, which is really mm-hmm. great. Like you always say the vocabs you used before you start the actually podcast just to talk with Lindsay. And this is like yeah. really, really good. That helped me a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah, this was
That's
really
fantastic.
Good. And you
yeah.
also helped my husband.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, but he wasn't in your course. So yeah. Can I tell you a short story?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Actually, we want to go to California, Sacramento. There lives my father-in-law. And yeah, we couldn't do that. We're waiting for 3 years now, and it's just nothing happened. Yeah, Americans, we love those, but it's not really immigrant friendly.
No, we are. No, our policy, our like visa requirements and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I think I mentioned exactly. before on the podcast that when I was living in Taiwan, whenever I had to renew my work visa, because I'm American, it was always the most expensive one.
Oh, yeah.
And so after a couple years, I asked the immigration agent, I was like, why is this so much more just because I'm American? And she's like, because you charge us so much more.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Well, that's fair. That's okay. I get it.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then it was like searching for alternatives. And of course, it was Canada.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We always had TOEFL in mind because of the States. And now we get to Canada. It's just like 2 months ago. And then it was like really big opportunity. We're working in a pharmacy. And mm-hmm. our immigration officer told us, okay, there's like a mayor from a town. And he's looking for a pharmacist who's an immigrant. And
a mayor is
yes.
looking for an immigrant pharmacist.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
No, you heard okay. that right.
And it almost sounds like the beginning of a joke or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
okay,
maybe
sorry, okay.
And maybe it is one. I don't know.
Oh, right? Who knows how this story is
yeah,
going to end?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And they said, yeah, if it's possible, we need to go to the like Canadian embassy to Vienna in like 1.5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
But before that, you need to take the IELTS test. So
yeah.
my husband had got the last part in the IELTS test. And yeah, he had just 1 week.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he searched specifically for podcasts who like, doing the IELTS part for really good podcasts. And of course,
yeah.
he found you.
Yay!
And yay! He was really happy with that. And yeah, he got an overall freaking 8.5.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It sounds like you're a little bit jealous there, Esther.
Oh, of course I'm jealous. Of course I am.
Oh,
and
great.
Yeah,
so
he
funny.
Told me about the course and he said I would really benefit from that. And I got 32 days. And
oh,
of course
perfect.
I took the 30 days course.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was really, really good, really helpful for me.
Awesome. And then you got the scores you needed. Like you're good. You don't have to take it again. You guys can
yes.
continue with your life journey about
yeah.
moving yep. and becoming a mayor's immigrant pharmacist.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's so funny. Okay,
yeah.
awesome.
And because
so,
tests are so good, now we're getting like rushing through. So we're not applying
perfect.
For visa anymore. It's just permanent residency. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's like a really good feeling right now to be so wanted.
Yay! Oh, that's so yay. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. You helped us.
This is like a really inspiring story to begin the new year. I'm really glad that we got to have you on. Okay.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Okay, so let's get back to a little bit of strategy, a little bit of tips that we might get to leave our listeners with something like a takeaway, a tangible thing they could use today. So as far as speaking goes, vocabulary, obviously important. Knowing what to expect on the exam, knowing what the examiner wants.
Very important.
Having these tools to keep yourself calm, that's vital. What about listening? What from the course might have helped you get that 7.5 in listening? Hey guys, if you would like to experience the calm that the anti-anxiety module brings you for test day and go in with the confidence to get the scores you need the first time, just like Esther, check out our course, 3 Keys IELTS today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Oh, actually, it was just like, maybe it sounds cheesy, but it was like really follow the plan. Just get the words. I don't know. What are the words called? Like,
the study plan?
Yeah, of course. And I'm sorry.
That's okay. It happens. So, you know, as long as it didn't happen on the exam, then, right? You're fine.
Yeah, actually, on the listening part, just I was doing really good. Like I was at 30 something the question, and I was just doing one after the other one, and then I lost track, and then I where I am.
Oh my god!
And maybe they're already there, and then I looked like the question, the next question, and didn't focus anymore, and this was like really not good. And then get back to the plan. Focus, listen to the keywords. Where are the keywords? And then I got back immediately. So of course I missed like one or two questions, but this was really helpful for me, just sticking to the plan.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point, right? Like trying to simplify these strategies. Yeah. First of all, like making stuff simple takes away anxiety, right? Like having this sort of handleable goal. Like, okay, if I do these three things, I'm going to be fine. Now I just have to practice these three things and I'm going to be fine. So that in itself takes away anxiety, but then the course practice and then the practice test. And once you get to test day, like you're set. You already have these tools, and then you were able to keep calm and not panic when you did lose track, and then find yourself back again. So that's awesome. That's a really good lesson, actually, for our listeners. I mean, it's all about the preparation, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. And then that takes away the anxiety, and then you're ready. Awesome. So, Esther, do you have any last tips for our listeners about how to score highly on the IELTS exam?
Okay, that's maybe you heard that like a lot of times because everybody's saying this, but stick to the plan, seriously. Stick to the plan. Get the course. I mean, everybody who needs to take IELTS needs money. I mean, you're either immigrating or studying. So just don't waste any money. Get the course. Do it like me. Been there, done that. First time. And I got it all. This is like money well spent. And
awesome.
I'm so thankful. Thank you so much for helping me through that. And yay, there is a life behind IELTS.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know you're so relieved right now to be done with IELTS and moving on. But that's that's exactly right, guys. I mean, especially like starting this new year, this is the time to plan, right?
Yeah.
This is the time to focus and think like, okay, what are my goals? How can I best achieve these goals in the most affordable way? Because nobody starts the new year just like wasting money. We do that at the end of the year.
Yeah.
right? Like, I spent way too much money in December because I just, like, decided to not think about it for a couple weeks. I was like, it's Christmas, presents, yay. And now that it's the new year again, I'm, like, calm, you know? I'm like, okay, let's do a budget. Let's really focus on this. And you, like, planning your next steps in life, you have to be really focused as well. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, our course is less than the cost of the exam, first of all.
Exactly.
The exam is so expensive, you guys. Like, don't just be like, yeah, I'm just gonna spend $250 and see what happens. Like,
let's see how that works.
I know, right? Like, why do that if you don't have to? So, okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Esther. And
thank you for having me.
I can't wait to hear how your story ends up. Like, I'm really curious. You have to give me, like, an update email after you guys get to Canada, okay?
How the joke ends.
Exactly. Exactly. And maybe I'll do, like, an update blog post to this episode.
That's great.
Okay, sweet. Well, awesome. Well, congratulations, Esther. And thanks for sharing your story today. And good luck, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for your help.
My pleasure. All right. Awesome. You have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.